The reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 7 and 8. If there is among you anyone in need, a member of your community in any of your towns within the land that the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward your needy neighbor. You should rather open your hand, willingly lending enough to meet the need, whatever it may be. Our society demands an accountability to self that improves our status, even to the detriment of another. When there's what we might deem to be a little left over to give, we may send a check to charity. This is usually done through an organization that we trust when something pulls on our heartstrings to give a little more to a specific cause or individual. But the law is actually calling for a deeper kind of openness of the fist. It is a call to communal living where there is abundance, when all goods are shared between all people. In the verses before this scripture, we hear about the practice of gleaning, in which crops were not harvested by the owners to the edges, but a section of land was harvested by those who did not have food. The practice also called for a release of all debts after 49 years, sometimes known as the Year of Jubilee. This practice may not have been strictly followed, especially as time wore on, and the Israelites began holding on to their titles to their own land, and the communal aspect of land ownership began to fade. But the question remains, are we so focused on our own needs and desires that we do not see the harm we inflict on others through our actions to take care of ourselves? Or are we constantly seeing ways that we can live in unity by caring about the circumstances of those around us? Do you know your neighbors enough to know when they are in need of being surrounded by the community?